In the controversial deal, the city will reimburse Silver Bay the $1 million purchase price for the property in order to make repairs to the deteriorating dock and require the processor to spend another $2 million of its own money for the same purpose. The standing room only crowd held many critics of the transaction. Fisherman Walt Pasternak remained unconvinced that repair costs were so high at the site that it constituted a so-called negative asset.
30 million pounds of product have gone across that dock. There's been money made, and it's still deemed with no value.
Ginny Olney objected to what she considered a lack of transparency in the process that appeared to leave out the will of the public.
In our local government, people are getting demoralized here. We reject things that the public spends a lot of time on, is in favor of, and then we go forward with things that the public knows nothing about but doesn't want. And that's what I consider this particular dock giveaway to be.
But the dock deal had strong proponents, too, particularly on the Sawmill Cove Board of Directors, who saw it as consistent with their mission, disposing of property to create jobs and benefit the economy of Sitka. Strictly speaking, the Assembly authorized the sale of the Silver Bay Seafoods property last February by resolution and directed the city administration to draw up a purchase and sale agreement. Making sure that sale agreement was consistent with the resolution was the Assembly's task at this meeting. Member Nancy Cavanaugh wanted to make it clear that the city's investment in repairs was aimed at the greatest threat to life and safety at the site.
I know the warehouse is, the roof is a problem. I've been there. It's an issue. But that's not catastrophic failure. The catastrophic failure is the dock. And I'd really like that addressed in the first 3 years, and I'd love to make sure that the city money was being used to make sure that that was happening in a timely fashion. Then I'd feel good that this liability truly was being transferred in a way that I could live with at night.
The Assembly had a range of other issues with the sale agreement, such as the markup that Silver Bay was allowed to charge for its direct costs for work, equipment, and materials as it billed the city for the agreed-upon $1 million in repairs. For Cheryl Westover, it was a deal-breaker.
I'll vote no on this if we have to pay a markup cost for working on their own building.
CEO Rich Riggs said Silver Bay asked for the markup when it agreed to spend an additional $2 million of its own money on repairs as part of the deal, or pay penalties to the city. Riggs also addressed one of the most politically sensitive questions surrounding the deal when Reber Stein asked him about the 2006 ClearVote initiative, which prohibits the transfer of public tidelands for use as a large cruise ship dock except by a vote of the public.
Could you describe how the deed restriction will discourage you from having a cruise ship dock come in?
That's not the intent. We're a seafood processing company that has a lot of harvest vessels deliver, has tenders deliver, whether it's salmon or herring, and that's the name of our business, is seafood.
The deed restriction Stein referred to requires any use of Silver Bay's dock as a cruise ship moorage be approved by a public vote unless the initiative is repealed by the Assembly or the electorate. Despite Riggs's assurances, Stein voted against approving the sale agreement. He was in the minority of a 4-3 vote, along with Cheryl Westover and Jack Osmond. Riggs told the Assembly that urgency was needed and that Silver Bay planned to begin repair work on the dock right away. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.